Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece, my crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all, just the ones who roll like beef.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang three.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what's said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 250 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young a little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
Wow, that's none other than, well, adult club song. Talking about some adult things while using club song music. And I want to just start out by saying, welcome one and all. Oh, wow, I'm looking at a few phone callers on the line. And for you to take the time to call me up under the sweltering heat, well, maybe you've got the AC on, the central air. But, hey, I just want to say you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 30. And that M-A-N is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. The number here, for those who are online, you can call like the others who are already online have called, 646-478-0944. I promise I'll do my best to get to you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I will come to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. Just stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. Now, with that being said, I'm going to, before I go to the first phone caller, I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. So anyway, we're going to do it like this. We're going to start with top 10. H-Jazz Music is still holding on. Number 9, re-debut for Monica Phillips. Number 8, Suave Gotti, Suave Report EP. Number 7, Black Odyssey. They still have thousands of YouTube views. They're filming artists and referring artists to radio shows. Come on, they do anything. Black House Sounds made 360-degree Talk Now film possible. Music on the soundtrack. Get into more of that in just a little while. Number 5, there was a home going. Whew, for Dr. Williams. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, 360 Degrees Talk Now, the movie preview that was held. Number 3, moving up. The RNC had the best entertainment, hands down. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, debut, Getting Smart in the Park 2016 with info on how to get jobs, veterans info, and more. It was held at Woodhill Park. The Ultimate Advocates, they had comedians, entertainment. I give them credit. I just want to say that when you go to do certain things like that, sometimes everybody doesn't show up for the information they're supposed to. So as long as the Ultimate Advocates realize that, then they'll still get their message out there. Wow. Debut, number 1, Lyricon. It was a 3-day free event. Big Stone, Milligram, bands including the Akronauts. That's right, a band came all the way from Akron to rock on out. I have, like, so many things going on right now. It's hard to keep track, but I'm going to keep track because it's easy. All I have to do is answer a few phone calls. That's all I have to do. So before I do anything else, I just want to let people know, whoo, you can check out shows like WhoHasThePower.com or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs on VoiceOfRadio.com Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And one more show I'll just throw out there to be throwing Mondays at 2 a.m. Well, you kind of missed it this morning, but it's Cleveland Standard Time, Mondays 2 a.m., The Butters, 91.1 FM, WRUW. Now, let's go to my first phone call out there, 216-804. That's 216-804. How are you?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And one thing I just heard about the death of Dr. Williams, and he was a very fine, outstanding man, head of the Black Studies Department at Cleveland State University. And I know you're going to say something about him because he's one of the reasons why we have our workshop now at the Black Studies Department, Dr. Williams. So we'll miss him. Rest in peace, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And this is what I'll do. I'll just say I appreciate that. And what I'll do is, if you hold a line, you hear a little bit about it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, before I go to 216-209 or 216-703, whew, okay, that was earlier than I expected. Sometimes you don't know what a person is doing or may have accomplished. This is like 10 minutes, so I'm going to break it down into about 2.5 minutes. The obituary for Dr. Michael Robert Williams, May 11th, 1952 to July 12th, 2016. And like I said before, what's so eerie about it is he passed on July 12th, 2016, and the Images radio show, as it appeared on 89.3 WCSB, the day after they played when he interviewed myself. And for people who don't know, Michael Robert Williams, Ph.D., MPH 64, he was born May 11th, 1952, Youngstown. He attended an undergraduate school at Mount Union, obtained his MSW from Massachusetts at from MSASS at Case Western Reserve University. His MPH was from University of Pittsburgh, as well as his PhD in social work. He came to teach at Cleveland State University in 1985 in the Department of Social Work. In 1990, he became the interim director of Black Studies and director in 1995. Dr. Williams is a tenured professor, continued to teach his social work classes while working diligently to make black studies a major, which occurred in 2011. Due to his efforts, CSU, Cleveland State University, now has a major and minor in black studies. Dr. Williams was active in the Association Black Cultural Centers and was an active board member and received a salute from ABCC as 100 of most active culture centers in 2010. He received recognition and numerous awards, Unsung Heroes, Unity Award from Cleveland State University. So I think the Unsung Heroes was from the CAAO program. Neighborhood Leadership Institute, Partner in Community Leadership Award, Outstanding Faculty Award, CSU Learning Communities, several certificates of recognition and participation from various student groups at the university and community groups, including, this was in the obituary, including the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Member of Phi Alpha Honor Society since 1998, he obtained his M Division from Ashland Theological Seminary in 1998. As a student, he obtained several educational internships at Kenneth Clement Health Center, Regional Council on Alcoholism, Community Planning Department, City of Cleveland, Collinwood Community Services Center. He was also a tenured professor in the Department of Social Work and taught entry-level and advanced courses. He served as vice president, director, consultant, therapist, and counselor for graduate and minority students in various settings from undergraduate school, community mental health facilities, and community-based organizations. And his awards and honors started at North High School, where he was chosen for first-team all-city selection in football and track. So you mean to tell me he took different things like football and track at Mount Union, Black Student of the Year at Mount Union, co-founder of the Youngstown, Ohio African American Family Week. This man did so much, it is unbelievable, just unbelievable. And the reason I wanted to point that out there is that at his death, he's 64 years young, he was working on four book manuscripts, African American Experience, Social Security and African Americans, Implications for Economic Well-Being, African American Males and Social Security, as well as the Politics of Cultural Diversity, the Cleveland State Experience. And he was one of the great loves was the Jazz Heritage Orchestra, a 17-piece big band that always had residence at the Black Studies program of Cleveland State University. And under his tutelage, the orchestra had the opportunity to record with nationally known artist Benny Goldstein. The Treasures of Jazz Fall Concert featured local, national, and international singers. And the Spring Concert, Simply Ellington, featured master classes by the orchestra for high school students and a band festival. And Simply Ellington is affiliated with Jazz at Lincoln Center. So I just wanted to throw some of those things out there because that man was not a joke. And he also found time to be affiliated with numerous professional organizations like the NAACP, National Association of Social Workers, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Association of Social and Behavioral Scientists, Inc., American Public Health Association, National Black Child Development Institute. And I just want to put it out there. How many people never ever heard of this brother? Is it because you were in ignorance? I don't think so. I think it's because he got out there, he did his job, he did his work, and he affected, I'll say, thousands of people around him because there were a bunch of people who wanted to drop out and not do certain things. How do I know he affected thousands of people? You can look at how many hundreds have come through the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State University. See, I'm surrounded by people who people don't know of that much, but they do great work. I'm going to throw a couple of names out at you right now. Joseph Motley Jr., Endo Dubsack, John Allen, Lethal from Black Odyssey. See, I'm surrounded by people who, they do their work. And a lot of times, they just don't get the credit yet. But when it comes, you get an obituary that I'm looking at that was printed up, paid for in full color, 6 different sides, and a legacy that can't be denied. I'm shutting up. I'm getting off of this and going to 216-209. 216-209, I apologize for taking too long. How you doing out there?
I'm great, Al, and this is John from Black Odyssey. And I just want to say thank you, but you don't forget yourself now, because you can't leave yourself off that list, because without you, you know what I'm saying, half of us wouldn't even be here. So, you know, I just got to throw that in there, because you are an important part of a lot of events that go all around the state of Ohio. So that must be known.
I appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem. It's no problem. I just want to say to a lot of people that it's been watched and listening to us late. We have just dropped another song, which will be a video pretty soon. It is called King Fantasies. So for all the people that are on the site, that I did drop it in the timeline within the radio station, so you can take a listen to that. And
okay.
It's a really nice song. We got Nomad on the hook, and we went and got our good friend Dot, and he cleaned up the end of the song for us. So I don't want to spoil it for a lot of people, but it's a song that's dealing with a lot of issues that we see today and our inappropriate behavior sometimes. So, but with the bad, there comes good. So that's going to be learned in the song. So, like I said, I don't want to spoil it for everybody who hasn't heard it.
I appreciate you calling in. I really do. As always, we'll look out for that song. And again, you are?
John Allen from Black Odyssey. That's BLAQODESSY. You can take that link and go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google Plus. That's BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate you as always. I think you might like some of what you hear in a little while, so I promise to get back with you shortly.
Sure will. I'll be here.
Thank you so much. You know, before I get to the 216-703 phone number, this will really only take me a couple of minutes, I promise. I just want to point out that if you want to, you can check out BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. www.newstalkcleveland.com. And sometimes I don't get a chance to do it a lot, so I'm just going to throw out Kicking It with Kim on MyLoudRadio.com, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. Now, before I go to the 216-703-4685 phone number, I'm only going to get up on a 6-foot step ladder. Give me a little bit of time, because this is how we're going to end this up. I'm going to say that I enjoyed myself the past Saturday. It was like the film, 360 Degrees Talk Now. And it was nice because it was directed by Wealthy, who spoke on why he made the film, which featured his deceased nephew, Lyrics, as well as his sister, which would be Lyrics' mom. It was very touching. You had Miss Renee there, you know, just to make sure everybody was there. Mama Porter went to check it out. Silver, well, I doubt he's listening, so I could say, B, 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 B in the mix, said he came through because he respected the fact that there was going to be a Dr. Michael Williams tribute done where we played the actual interview. Get into that in just a little while. We had Tannis, who was there, Mr. Milligrand, Endo, Rosetta. I'm just going to tell you like this here. Anytime you have Black House Sounds in the building, Joseph Motley Jr., you had Black House family members with them. You had MC Derek, Bettina was there, Nona, Dot. Now, Dot, folks may not know, but she has met so many artists in her lifetime because she used to back up Squeaky D, the legendary Squeaky D at Squeaky D Records, so she had all kind of listening parties and stuff like that that would happen at a record store. So I just wanted to say that it was done right, and I'll tell you why. Black House Sounds family show, they decided to give out copies of CCR1 and the film. They were given for free to those who attended because the film also starred Terrence Howard's father, featured Bone Thugs and Harmony, Lil Chico, Flow Masters, Man in the Street. Now, if you have Zizway stopping by from the Pan-African party, and he just stopped and said, wow, that's what Dr. Williams would have wanted. And he stayed there for about a good 25 minutes and left because he said that's exactly what he would have wanted. And afterwards, we played Dr. Michael Robert Williams' interview, and we spoke on how, and after we were asked, you know, not to wear our shirts. That's how we ended up at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. We were brought into Cleveland State by somebody else. They asked us not to wear our shirts. We told them where to go to hell. Next thing we know, we took it to Brother Kahar from the New Black Panther Party, who said, no, you don't go by what they say. You go by what the reality is supposed to be. And he took it to Dr. Williams, and that's how we ended up there with the Hip Hop Workshop ever since. We've been rolling there since 2013. Started there in 2012. Almost wasn't going to work. Dr. Williams got involved and said, come through us. We've got to look out for each other. Now, Black House Sounds and Wealthy did this right, and even Silver B agreed. You have a private screening or listening party, private video release. Invite others if you wish, but after that, you charge them for any major release or if you do something, movie shown, what have you. And if your cousin second remove says, hey, you charge that fool too. That was interesting that the day before the film, in tribute to Dr. Williams, his funeral, which had fellow board members like, you know, Dollar Bill from Urban Survival, Silver B, MC Fame, Savage, and, you know, Poetry, Speak Up Poetry Slam, which had like Malcolm, Rev. You know, it was interesting because at the cemetery, someone had to leave early. And Silver B asked me, could I be a pallbearer from, you know, the hearse to the interment. And I did. And I just want to let you know, I'm wondering what's going on myself, because we had a meeting. I went to the Black Studies Advisory Board meeting tonight. And it's interesting that you had the white dean of Cleveland State University and his current person that was picked to replace Dr. Williams as interim, who is also white, who told us they picked a qualified black woman. Her name is Donna M. White, and she has a PhD, and she's very knowledgeable, and a lot of us like her. But they said that she's picked as the head until they help us study the Black Studies Department to pick the most nationally qualified person. You should know that my big mouth didn't go for that like I should have. And I let them know, which is the truth, that I had to leave for my radio show tonight. But you shouldn't have to hire someone from nationwide or international who doesn't have a disconnect to the hood. Because Dr. Williams went to churches, mosque, 10-5 Central, Clark, represented your school at places you all may have been too afraid to go to. And it had to be said, and they paid attention to stop and say, oh, no, you all will be brought in, you all will be brought up to speed, you all will have this, you all will be that. It's always important to have your own. And I agree to that 100%. You have your own. But at the same time, if somebody like a school, like Cleveland State University, is getting my tax dollars, some of it, to go into their institution, they owe me. I'm not Birdman, but they're going to put some respect on my neighborhood. That's it, flat out. And I am not about to allow them to play with me, to play with the people that I represent, and to play with a legacy that's been built up. Got another thing coming. Getting up off my step ladder, stepping off of it, getting off my soapbox. I apologize to the 216703 number. You've been waiting for me to get up off of the stuff and talk to you, 216703. How you doing out there? 216703. Like I say, sometimes things happen and you're not sure what's going on. Things will spin around on you and everything like that. But I will say one thing before I go back to the 216703 number, because it seems like we're having, like, one thing I could tell people is that the Black Man Army does meet. They meet Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Then Black on Black Crime, Inc. meets at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between Euclid Avenue and east of 152nd. St. Clair intersection, that's a 44110. And like I say, my thing is just to make sure that people can get through, enjoy themselves, and all of that. So what I think I need to do, basically speaking, is let you all know that I'm enjoying this program. I enjoy you all being on this program and listening through. In the meantime, while I get certain things together, I'm going to come back to 216703, and I'm going to play this, and I'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. And seems like to me we're having a lot of fun. And when I say that, sometimes I might mean that and sometimes I might not. Before I go back to that, 216703, 216804, how you doing? That was nice. Might have chose just to listen. 216703, how you holding up?
Excellent. Did you hear me, Mr. Motley?
What's going on?
Everything going great. I just wanted to call in and say that the Saturday, it was excellent when it came to the movie premiere. I'm happy that everybody came out and supported us. I'm sorry about the tragedy about Dr. Williams, but to hear all the wonderful things that men have accomplished in this life is excellent. On top of that, the lyrics as an artist, that's unfortunately another tragic thing, but his lyrics was excellent. Mr. Silver B showed nothing but love and respect. Your mother was there and showed nothing but love and respect. And it was a wonderful atmosphere. I really felt like if I keep going with this Cleveland conscious thing, maybe I can't change the whole city, but I'm starting to see that few people is starting to latch hold on what we're doing. So I'm happy about that, but I'm very humble at this point and want to accomplish some stuff like Mr. Dr. Williams. You know what I'm saying? I want to get on that level from the things that you just said. And I was basically calling in to support the show, let people know that CCR2, it will be coming. Please be patient, my people, and also support every artist that's locally in Cleveland trying to get up off the ground. I really mean that from my heart. I know I don't make it to a lot of people's events. That's because if I don't work on the stuff that we doing, the job will not get done all the way. And if my camp don't work on the things that they need to work on, the job won't get done. So we constantly working. I hope no one take offense of that. We doing the best that we can, but we in support of all them artists. If you ever see me and you trying to sell your music or whatever, you will see that if I had the money, I will support. But that's that's just all about, you know, local artists and the things they do, because I run into a lot throughout the streets of Cleveland. So once again, I just wanted to call and just say thank you for letting us come through at CSU with that movie premiere. It was a wonderful atmosphere for everybody that supported us. If they on the line listening right now, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Black House Sound will do more. I guarantee you that. And other than that, I'm just a humble brother, the Sheriff.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Definitely hold
yes,
the line.
Sir.
We got you.
Black House Sound.
Oh, man. Peace. And, you know, that's why I'm enjoying everything that's going on, because I can say that, oh, wow, okay, I know I got to go to a 440 number shortly, 440479, which is cool. I just want to let people know, because you all get on me about not telling you anything, which you all are supposed to, because if we're talking about music activism news, I kind of should be letting you know if there's anything going on. So I will say, Saturdays 216 Radio, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time. That's 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. I'll stop, take a pause, and say you can Facebook or Blog Talk, Bored and Restless Club, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or D Gambit Radio, which is kind of like a hint for you to start promoting yourself at different other functions. Oh, wait a minute, July 30th. Noon, 2016, domestic violence prevention rally as Davia Garth was murdered a couple of years ago by her stepfather. And 99% of the Clement Avenue residents want the street renamed to deal with domestic violence. But Ward 12 Councilman Bracatelli said no and won't meet with activists or the family. So this Saturday, the community will meet on 71st and Clements. I think that's right off of Harvard. Free hot dogs. Ooh, it's going to be hot this week, so I'm looking at the freeze pops. I'm a kid when it comes to that. Ice cold water. And the sign will go up on a ladder. Is this going to be like a ladder match against Anthony Bracatelli and his ward? Anyway, I would say that might be something that some of us need to go to just to see that you can stand up to the people who are your selected or elected leaders, because they're your public servants. I'm talking too much. I'm going to 440479. How you doing out there?
I'm good. Al, how are you today?
Oh, wow. I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. I recognize the voice. This platform is yours.
Amen. Let's talk about Saturday for a moment. Saturday's event is called Climbing the Ladder. And we are actually going to be bold enough to place our own secondary sign on the corner of 71st and Clement. This is going to be a 2-hour community rally. Of course, we're going to be giving out hot dogs, a lot of literature, ice cold water. We just had 200 bottles of water donated by the city of Maple Heights. Mayor Ned Blackwell donated that water. Ken Barhan,
what?
Pastor Karen Barhan just donated another 148 bottles of water. We got monetary donations coming in because everybody sees this issue regarding domestic violence to be a very critical issue. And it is very unfortunate that Ward 12 councilperson Anthony Bracatelli, he refuses to be with the family to talk about violence in the community, and he does not want to talk about domestic violence. Now, any council person in their right mind would actually get behind this movement, because this is a global issue, and every 9 seconds a woman is being abused based upon domestic violence issues. So a council person in his right mind will understand that this is a critical issue in our global society, and that this is an issue that we all should embrace, because domestic violence is everybody's business. So from 12 to 2, come out, get literature. We have some great speakers lined up. But at 1:15, we have a press conference. We're going to start at 69th and Clement, march down to 71st. I got a ladder. We are going to climb that ladder and post our own darn sign up there and have our own ceremony. And what the city of Cleveland can do at that point, they can climb their own ladder and take it down when they want to. And that's what you call boldness.
Wow. Is the Brown Report newspaper going to be there to cover it?
Well, you know the Brown Report is going to be there. And also, too, we have something being planned now with one of the television stations. They have actually asked us to come on their show on Friday. So right now we're looking for a confirmation. So we're trying to get all this together, you know, by Saturday. But a lot of people are coming out because they know what Bracatelli is doing is not right. But the most sad component of this is that we've been looking for somebody to run against Bracatelli, because I'm going to tell you something, Al. You know how you guys took Tim McGinty out that seat?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they're supposed to serve the community. Well, we just need to find a bold soul over in Ward 12, and once we find that person, we're going to get a lot of people behind this candidate. We're going to toss our money together and our resources, and we're going to remove Bracatelli from that seat. And you heard it first from the Brown Report.
Wow. What else is going on? I'm almost afraid to ask after that, but is there anything else going on?
What else do we have going on? You know, I really don't know what else is going on. We have the issue with, you know, Kathy Rae Coleman. You know, that issue is still going on. So, and I just want to make this very clear to a lot of people, is that we don't intrude or impede upon the letter of the law. Our issue is that anybody who goes to jail or get arrested, whatever the case may be, we just want to make sure that they're safe. We don't want another situation like Sean LeVert or the lady who was found dead behind a jail cell, the lady who actually come from Cleveland Heights. We don't want that. We don't want another Freddie Gray or Eric Gardner. So we just want to make sure that the people that we know, even the people that we don't know, if they're incarcerated and they're awaiting trial, we want to make sure that our people are safe at all times. And I'm telling people this. I've heard a lot of naysayers, a lot of negativity coming towards my way, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to say this to a lot of people who don't want to get involved. All I'm going to say is this, Al, is this. If it happens to you and when it happens to you, you'll have a better understanding why you should be supportive of somebody else, because you are not exempt from this process. It can happen to you. And that's something that we really got to start, you know, thinking about. It can happen to you today, you know, tomorrow. It has already happened to me. You know, I'm a living witness.
I hear you. And I was looking up things after being pointed this conversation, and you pointed some things out, and I checked and I saw that it said Kathy Rae Coleman. I thought it was like supposed to be next week, but she waived something and it looked like case CR, I guess, number 16 for the year 2016, so criminal 16-603937. It looks like this Wednesday, 8 a.m. pretrial, with the attorney James Alexander and Joseph Russo, courtroom 22D. If it says 9 a.m., I say, people, don't go by 9 a.m. Try to be there by 8:15, because sometimes you have to wait in the long line for the elevators and stuff like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I want to warn folks out there, if you're trying to have any clandestine meetings, do not tell the Brown Report, because you'll be in trouble with that too. So I just want to say I thank you for everything.
Absolutely. Al, hopefully, you know, you guys will come out on Saturday. Let's get behind Sonya Garth. Let's go ahead and make history on the corner of 71st and Clement, because it's going to be crazy. And I've already spoke to some city officials, and they know exactly, you know, what's going down. But like I told them, we're going to place our own sign up there. They did forewarn me. They did say this, you know what, Brown, just don't block the street, and, you know, you're fine with everything you're doing. But I'm going to place it up there, and here again, they can take their own city time, and they can take it down once we place it. But that sign is going up, and it will be a dedication ceremony. That it will be. That it will be.
We plan on being there, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. Tell Mama Porter I said hello, as always.
Did you say to tell Mama Porter hello, as always?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm going to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send something out to everybody involved. You know, since they called in earlier, you do have to keep praying. So I'm sending that out from Black Odyssey to the event that's going on and everything like that, because this is some reality that's going on. And I'm just proud of this coming Saturday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you.
Now, before I go on, I had to break it up. I couldn't read everything off because it would sound like I was kidding. But, you know, this is a little something that I'm hoping the Brown Report don't hear about it because they'll tell everything. But anyway, I wanted to say that Dr. Williams, it was very interesting that Dr. Williams also was executive committee member Association of Behavioral Scientists, board member of Senior Outreach Services, Regional Council on Alcoholism, and the Cleveland Urban Agency for Health Careers, Benjamin Rose Institute Advisory Council, Commission of Health Concerns, City of Cleveland Task Force on AIDS in the Black Community, Neighborhood Centers Association, Collinwood Community Services Center. All right, now, and at the national level, he was National President, Association of Social and Behavioral Scientists, Board Chair of Collinwood Community Services Center, Chairperson, Senior Outreach Services, Vice President, National Child Development Institute, Cleveland Chapter. And the reason I say that about the Brown Report, I think they probably would have been taking all kind of photos tonight at our Black Studies Advisory Board member when you have a white dean and the person who's white interim sitting in the midst of people such as Brother Kahar, myself, Silver B, and many others. You had Speak Up Poetry who were there. I know they were, at least they did a good job keeping their composure. I'll say that. And for them to sit there and say how they picked the person, even though that person, like I say, I think they picked a very qualified person as interim. extremely qualified, very qualified. I think the world of Donna M. White, Ph.D., but they said she'll only be interim for maybe a year, and they'll help pick the person who's national. And I had to get up and say, what if it's somebody who's more qualified locally before I left there for the radio show tonight? It's kind of like one of the most insane things of all time, but I'm done. I'm leaving a ladder work for Kimberly F. Brown and everybody else, so I'm putting away my 10-foot ladder. I apologize. I'm intruding. I just wanted to throw the news out there, and anybody can do what they want to do with it. Anyway, I want to let people know you can catch Blog Talk Radio Pastor Thompson Friday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 657-383-0613. Sometimes you laugh to keep from crying. And then shoutcast.com, you can type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of music, 24 hours of music. And it's kind of like my job. I feel if I know something, you going to know it. If I can't do that, then what good am I? With that being said, for those who are wondering what in the world was going on and why I ended up downtown, downtown was the safest place to be. But anyway, last Tuesday I got a chance to speak on the speakers platform. Y'all know I spoke last Monday. Had Brother Art, Brother Craig, Brother Pierre, Candidate Pinckney, and it was at the Monday platform where I spoke on the dangerous, extreme, bigoted views of Donald Trump. Nope, it was the idiot who tried to suspend the Second Amendment and the state rights to open carry until Governor Kasich said, shut up, CPPA Steve Loomis, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association union head Steve Loomis, the same Steve Loomis who denied a Browns player the right to free speech when Isaiah Crowell had a post with a cop get his throat slashed. I'm not saying that's good, but when Loomis threatened to have no cops cover Browns games and protect citizens, now the player, well, he backed down, apologized, went to Dallas police funeral. Cool. Donated money. But Steve Loomis is facing all kind of charges. You could say it's dereliction of duty because he threatened to leave citizens unprotected. And a citizen or two complained. And it's kind of like when black-on-black crime held a press conference and I threatened to file dereliction of duty charges on Loomis because each time he spoke negative about the Rice family, he wouldn't show up at his paid position seat on the consent decree commission board. Loomis even blamed recently, I guess because everybody was covering the RNC, so he took his time at Fox and blamed President Obama on national TV for police deaths, although the president condemned it and said under any circumstance or any reason, but I guess it wasn't all right with Loomis. And I also begged for reporters for any reason to come out of the $54 million public square, and our black-on-black crime members would take them to Projects 10-5, 93rd. There were only 35 members there. There hardly no crowd. But on Tuesday, I was kind of concerned. I was like stunned because myself, Art, McCoy, Candidate Pinckney spoke as Brother Art challenged Steve Loomis to a drug and alcohol test. But I also restated for the media to join us in two of the neighborhoods, and almost 1,000 people heard me, which I thought was nice, including about 100 media cameras from all over the place, such as Melanated Media News. And this time, Thursday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, we had Sergeant Major Stokes of Black Man Army, First Lady's Dynasty, First Lady Red. We were able to have media from Home of the Brave podcast and The Spectator, who came out, joined our show live, and then we took the media out to the dump site on Euclid and East Cleveland, right on Euclid and Noble, and the East Cleveland War Zone of abandoned properties on Elderwood, Lee Road, Page. I used my voice on that podium to bring some internal investigations because you had to. We had outside media and delegates, and we wanted the delegates to start asking about some those embarrassing charges. You know, the city had to try to act right. With almost 17 shootings, 4 murders at the, you know, start of the RNC in the inner city, while you had Homeland Security, you had CIA, FBI, all kind of feds, 7,000 law enforcement plus more. You had cops on bikes, horses, motorcycles. like we told inner city residents. If your hood was unsafe, come downtown last week. Parks were open to sleep in. You could sleep or chill at public square. They couldn't catch about 15 active shooters in inner city. But downtown, yep, they arrested a black woman speaking at the speaker's platform, Kathy Rae Coleman. She was speaking on gender equality. They managed to arrest three people climbing a flagpole, or different flagpoles. They arrested a man who set the American flag on fire and some of his followers. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but this is the same man who won the Supreme Court case that said he had the right to set it on fire years ago. But maybe Cleveland knows something about law that the Supreme Court doesn't know. Then again, with the RNC having left, maybe they should have left some delegates for the cops to try to protect. I'm just saying maybe they should have, because some of the police didn't need to leave, because over the weekend you had about 8+ shootings with around 7 active shooters being looked for. Here's an afterthought. There were so many cops protected downtown. Isn't it interesting that after they said they would come in, the new Black Panther Party reneged on bringing arms in, and then the majority of the Klansmen didn't even show up. But Donald Trump and his supporters were attacked, but not by us. It was a tag team combo of Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Look, I'm having a good time right here. I'm going to somebody else who had called in earlier. I'm going to put on Dropping Bars from Joe.
It's the non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like yay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the pride and good at game. Thought Monty was out of commission like Wayne. I turned it a gravy train. I'll provide you with that heat like a mind. Take a seat, get in your spot. I be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I make war with no discharge. When your act is made, did you play your part? And you wanna end the day when you never start. We spread they lives in one take. They recognize I carry weight. I stitched on no man. Okay, this ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code I orchestrate. Them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the bag. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard. I'm flexing on you all. Words in the streets. I'm about to take over. You sweeter than them Skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface. Knock you out like De La Hoya. Put the package in the bag. Ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain. I can't hold your hand. For ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman. The salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people, your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gonna shut you up. Time to play ball, another rookie wanna run with us. Another one bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us, this game go continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money, cuz. And if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That way I'll blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood, it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look, I'm coming. It's near my bait. I'ma get them coppin'. I'ma off to the club, get a couple of runners. And I ain't never picked the day, start running. More or less, time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them shoppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Your whole skill set. Keep a square out my circle. Till 5, they holler that. Yeah. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. Thank you.
I didn't even plan on doing this one, but why not? It was one of those stories that I wasn't going to get to until maybe next week when things calmed out. But I'm switching out things and saying that about five days before the RNC, the Republican National Convention, yeah, a group of angry individuals went to the steps of Cleveland City Hall on a hot Tuesday. 500-plus teachers from the city of Cleveland took over City Hall steps with T-shirts that said, "We don't want to strike, but we will if we have to," or something like that. And some had, "I don't want to strike, but I will if I have to." So you had shirts all out there. Okay, cool. Proving that when the inner-city Republican movement, Oppressed People's Nation, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Brown Report newspaper, Major Taps, Spade 216, Candidate Pinckney, Poison Ivy, Solo Poet, said no to issue 107. I remember joining up with OPN and Donna Walker Brown protesting Nina Turner's house. I didn't expect for Donna to come out there with the Aunt Jemima thing, but she demanded government help from Governor Kasich and said that Nina Turner should be going to Washington or telling the governor to get real help, because she said it was same crooks, different levy. I mean, let's think about it. A couple of decades ago, Mayor White convinced Cleveland residents to vote away their rights to pick their own school board members. Think about it. No other school district in Ohio allows people like a mayor to pick their school board. They vote on them. And we've been raising taxes and closing schools ever since. Issue 107 came about, and I remember General Donald Walker Brown telling the teachers' union not to fall for it. And union head David Coakley said, "The mayor, he controls the school board, but he has shown us how he's going to do this for the teachers." And she said, "You dummies going to be fooled again." And I didn't expect her to say that in the middle of a school board meeting where the teachers were all there, and they went on and voted. And it was like maybe 300 or 400 of them towards Lincoln West or something like that. Now, the reason I bring that up is, isn't it interesting when you were right after all? Here's some of the teachers' union, what they handed us, like a few weeks ago. You got to remember, I got this on something like maybe a Tuesday, right before the RNC came to town for that weekend and had the boat trip and everything. They had chants. I'm serious. And I'm looking at this, and it's saying, "I don't want to strike, but I will. Every teacher, paraprofessional, and related service provider deserves a fair evaluation. 1, 2, 3, 4, we won't take it anymore. 5, 6, 7, 8, Eric, don't appreciate." Eric Gordon, CEO. Okay, got you. "Mayor Jackson, do you care? All we want is a contract that's fair. CEO Gordon, you need to care. All we want is a contract that's fair. No contract, no peace. Your lies and tricks will not divide. Educators standing side by side. Hey, Mayor, don't delay. We need a contract right away." Wow. "What do we want? More electives for kids. Hey, CMSD, how hard can it be? We deserve respect and dignity." You know, I want to feel sorry for him. I'm trying hard. But from the United Way, being out there, when I remember Kimberly F. Brown went there in fairness, and we out there standing outside for protest. Kimberly went in for a meeting, and it didn't work because, you know, David Coakley, CEO, Eric Gordon, Mayor Jackson, they were getting a part of that charity, and it wouldn't be distributed to those who opposed it fairly. We got us a mess, and all I can say is the teachers' union, you all got exactly what the hell you deserve, because you weren't smart enough to think for yourself and maybe at that time dump your own union head or demand more provisions. With that being said, I'm sending this song out for this coming Saturday for those people who stand up for themselves. It's called "Black People" by Queen Nana. When you listen to the lyrics, it's about standing up for what's right.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music.
feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream and still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keeps bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
Peace.